Proverbs 6:29. So he just got done giving us the two rhetorical questions. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? And then verse 29 is connected to that. So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Let's look at that first phrase there. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife. Now, it starts off with that little word, so. But that little word's important because it links it back to the previous verses. So, when it is placed at the beginning of a clause with a continuative force, so it is continuing the thought, in other words, when it's right first in the clause like it is here, it means used to confirm or strengthen a previous statement, denoting similarity or parallelism in some respect between two facts, actions, etc. So in the same way that you can't take fire in your bosom without being burned, and you can't walk on hot coals without being burned, in the same exact way, a continuation of thought, if you go into your neighbor's wife and you touch her, you won't be innocent. You're going to get burned, in other words. So it's drawing this comparison between the previous things that he just said. And then he says, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. So just as the man who takes fire in his bosom will have his clothes burned, and the man who walks on hot coals will burn his feet, so the man who touches his neighbor's wife shall not be innocent. He will get burned just like the others. It's going to be a metaphorical burning, but he's going to get burned nevertheless. And I won't go over these verses again because I just did, but if he's a child of God, he's going to get burned temporally. John 15:2-6, when he's cast forth as a branch, men gather them to be burned. And if he's not a child of God, he's going to be burned eternally because whoremongers have their place in the lake of fire. We're told in Revelation 21 and verse 8. And then Solomon goes on to explain how the man is not going to be innocent. In verse 33, he says that he'll get a wound and dishonor. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. So just like walking on hot coals is going to leave a wound, so is the man that commits adultery, a wound and dishonor. And the one who commits adultery should expect to go to hell. And this is just a good rule of thumb. Just keep this in the back of your mind. If that temptation ever crosses your mind, just think, if I do this, I'm going to hell. Because if you do this, you're showing forth the evidence that you're a reprobate. It's not a guarantee that you're going to hell, but if in your mind you think, if I do this, I'm going to hell, it's a good deterrent, right? Even if you're not sure. Proverbs 7 and verse 27, her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. So the person that goes into the chambers of the strange woman, just imagine that you walked up to the big hole in the earth that the Lord clave whenever he took, tried to take the priesthood from Moses, Korah. Cracked the earth open and they went straight down into the pit. Just imagine that the door to the strange woman's house is cracked earth right down to the center of the earth, right down into the pit. I remember talking to somebody years ago that had very depressed and actually had suicidal thoughts. And this person told themselves that if I do this, I'm going to hell. And even though, there's no guarantee of that, it was a good deterrent for the person. And, sometimes I guess it's not such a bad idea to tell yourself something that maybe is a little bit more stringent than what might actually happen, but it's a good way to keep yourself from things like that. And then it says there in verse 29, we don't want to miss this little word. So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. So whosoever does this will meet with severe judgment from God. Whosoever means whoever, and whoever is as a compound relative or with correlation in principal clause, which usually follows but occasionally precedes in generalized and indefinite sense, it means whatever person or persons, anyone who, or any who. So people say anywho today, like instead of anyhow, you know, that, but that's not what this is saying. It's two different words, anywho, like anyone who does this, any person, nobody's left out here. Any person that goes into his neighbor's wife is going to meet with severe judgment from God. Whatever person, no matter who they are, will not be innocent if he goes into a strange woman. Anyone who does so will be under God's judgment, whether he is old or young, whether he's rich or poor, whether he's elect or reprobate, whether he's of good reputation or ill repute, whether he's a preacher or a pew warmer, whether he's a CEO or a secretary, whether he's a president or a peon, it doesn't matter. Anybody of any station in life, anywhere that does this, will not be innocent. They will suffer the judgment of God. It's pretty serious business, isn't it? That takes care of verse 29.